This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Yeah. We got them screaming D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo. We got them screaming D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, D-Lo. We your number one spot. We your number one spot for some sports, huh? Got the city going crazy when we work, huh? We top two, but we ain't two, we in first, huh? And when you need the real, we is who you search, huh? D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC. D-Lo, we your number one spot.
Let's go, baby, it's Friday. Shout out to everybody who got paid. Y'all know what it is, man.
Hey,
we got concerts in the park tonight.
Come on.
We outside. It is beautiful. Springtime is here. Summertime is approaching.
Let's go.
Bank account is full, man. It is Memorial Day weekend. Exhibit gonna be here in studio. Exhibit gonna be at Concerts in the Park. It's a free concert. Chris Biederman, Leezy, Eddie Gonzalez, everybody hanging out today. Come on. Man, that's what we're
yes,
doing. Hey, we welcome you in. Got to get back to my traditional buttons to the Friday, May 23rd edition of Dealing with KC. I'm Damian Barnes.
The ultimate needle mover in God Mode himself.
He's Kenny Caraway.
Yes, sir.
Acknowledge me.
And we are live.
From the worst slums of Sacramento.
Don't cross our producer.
What are you doing with him?
We here, boy.
We are in
we
the
here,
building.
Man, we feeling good, man. We get to be in front of, what, 4,000 or 5,000 people tonight, yeah, at Cesar Chavez Plaza.
It's going to be lit tonight. Lit at Cesar Chavez Plaza. Like you said, Memorial Day weekend, kicking off Concerts in the Park. X to the Z exhibit is in the building.
He going to be here, too.
He is.
Right around the 2 o'clock hour, that's we'll right. say.
That's right. The Oak Room is in the building, too.
Shout out to the Oak Room. Shout out to the Oak Room and its CEO.
I wonder if I... Nah, I probably won't today. I've never been in the Oak Room.
Me neither.
I was about to say, I wonder if I'll be able to get in there today.
Our connection ain't even showing up. They have Bottle Rock.
Shout out Bottle Rock. Yeah, see, I thought about...
That's a whack-ass line.
Well, see, I thought about you today because somebody else was talking about Bottle Rock. I was like, it's cool. to like go to a festival or something like that, but I can't just be going to like, if there's 10 acts and I only really care about one of them, like that's, I don't know. That's a waste of time, even if it is, even if it was free. There's something I could be doing with my time.
I like live music enough to where if the company gave a crap about us and said come hang out in the little VIP area.
Well, that's a little different.
I'd do that.
That's a little
but
different.
Like I'm not doing that for Justin Timberlake, with all due respect, who I saw a couple months ago.
I'd go see JT again. Like in that situation.
Yeah, in that situation.
We in the VIP, all this stuff. Yeah. In that situation, yeah, I go see JT.
I put it on the calendar before Exhibit. We knew that that was locked in. I was like, yeah, maybe ask around and see if we can go. And then, I mean, now it's like, I ain't going to spend my weekend driving back and forth to Napa for that. Like, but Napa, if I were to pick a music festival, it would be Bottle Rock.
Mm.
Just because, like, I can go stay at a nice winery and go to sleep and shower and do all of that normal stuff.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely better than Coachella.
Right? Yeah, I'll never do that.
I mean, it was for the culture. Soul Bloom was fire.
Soul Bloom is another one that you come and go. Like, yeah. You know, it's nothing. Like Travis Scott went on at midnight at Coachella.
Yeah,
man, he's gonna catch me next time.
Bottle Rock. They got the what is it called? The Black Radio Music Fest?
No, that's not Bottle Rock. That's the Jazz Festival.
That's the
Blue Note Festival. Okay. That's in Napa.
Did they change the name of it? Because they're advertising.
I think they did.
As the Black Radio.
Because there's never any jazz. There's never any jazz, so they changed it.
It's going to be at the place I stayed when I went to my man Alan's wedding.
Yeah.
The Meritage.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
I did that one when Mary and Nas were there.
Okay, same thing.
Just, yeah, that was dope.
Just changed the name.
It was dope. Yeah, yeah. And it, like everything is black owned. That's the one Dwayne Wade was at because he had launched the.
Still might try to go to that.
The three by Wade.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was pretty dope.
Yeah,
it was dope. Well, Dave Chappelle said no one can have their phones close to the stage.
All right, Dave. All right, relax. Man.
Like, bro, that's literally what I'm here for.
Yeah, settle down.
Out of my face.
Settle down.
Oh, man, the Western Conference Finals suck, man.
Oh, my gosh, bro.
This looks like an absolute mismatch.
So, I got a quick story to tell. And then I got to talk about... I got to talk about how right I was afterwards as well.
Oh, good.
So, you know, I'm trying to, you know, watch the game a little bit. I'm moving. I got to go pick up Ryan from Jerrell Grove's house. And, you know, the game is on the TV or on my phone on the TV, but, you know, playing through the speaker. So, I'm listening. And, you know, it's close. I get to Jerrell Grove's house. Minnesota cuts it to 6 or something like that after not passing the ball to Rudy Gobert like I told him not to. Good job. Don't pass it to him. Mm-hmm. That's how you got to 6. Get back in the car real quick. Turn it back on the phone. Julius Randle has somebody sealed. I think SGA comes on the weak side, strips the ball, steals it. I'm like, damn, that would have gotten him to 4. You got to finish that, Julius. SGA goes down the lane, gets an and-one. It gets to 8. Obviously, he makes the and-one. It gets to 9. When he got fouled and made the shot, I was like, oh, this one's over. I turned the TV off. No lie. About 4 to 6 minutes later, in the group text, my man Brandon hits me up like, blowout city. Like, damn, what's the score? It's a 27-point game. How in that short amount of time did they get from 6 to 27? I said, Minnesota should be embarrassed. What a joke. I was rooting for you. We were all rooting for you. How dare you?
Who's we?
Yeah, who are you talking about?
Me and A-Rod.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Forget that guy. Man, big A-Rod guy.
Hey, you talked to Ramos A-Rod at the end of yesterday's show. Why?
A-Rod, my boy, because he's funny.
Because he kissed the mirror?
Well, no, that's not one of his better moments.
I disagree.
But no, that was
I disagree.
That was kind of freaky.
I think it was funny. I was like, oh, he had the bicep flex, too, with his hand on the mirror. I was like, okay.
But, yeah, they
either he's incredibly self-aware
or incredibly unself-aware.
I think a little bit of both.
I don't know which one it is, but this is magnificent.
I think a little bit of both. But no, nah, they look finished. The only reason I'm going to say they're not finished is they're going home. And we see this in series often. It doesn't mean that Minnesota's going to win, but first two games on the road, it's looking bleak. Get home. The others play well. And then remember those Lakers-Jazz series back when Kobe and Deron Williams were going at it, and the Lakers would win the first two games in L.A. Like, oh, it's over. They get to Utah. Somehow we find ourselves even at two going back to game five. So that's a possibility.
Mm-hmm.
But the spurtability of the Thunder just looks to be too much right now.
Play on. We've dealt with this situation before. Play on. Not to be confused with the soda.
Which is what?
Yeah, hold on now.
Hey, it's Friday squirt.
Whoa.
What, all you don't right. like soda?
All right,
you like grapefruit soda?
Hey, what, all was right, he saying? Man. What was he saying the other day? He kept saying it.
What, the movie?
No, yeah, the movie, yeah. Come on, man.
What was the movie again? No, it's a shoot. I don't remember. What was the movie?
I was on with Shia LaBeouf. It was a Disney movie. Oh, it was Holes.
Holes.
Come on, man.
Come on. Yeah, it was that movie.
Oh, come on, man.
I don't think the series is going past five games.
I have an alternate theory.
It might not.
I have an alternate theory. The Timberwolves aren't very good.
Well, that's not fair.
The Timberwolves.
Well, hold on. That's not fair. You can't say that. They just might not be as good as OKC. That doesn't mean they're not very good.
The Timberwolves might not be very good.
Mm.
They beat an old-ass Lakers team with no center.
Three seed.
They beat a Golden State Warriors team with no Steph Curry. Mm. And now they're where the big boys play. And Oklahoma City ain't here to play. Look at the adjective.
Mm.
Oklahoma City ain't here to play. And it's the this now the flip side is this has been this goddamn team for two seasons. Up and down, up and down. So the theory you just presented is very plausible. This team's all over the place. What was the rate? I put it in the notes because 17-4 mm-hmm. in the final
month and a half
of the season. Yeah, that's not a bad basketball team. But that's 17-4 to get where they were because they had been so up and down all year. This is the MO of this team. They had the big up. Now they got a little down. They can absolutely bounce back. But you gave your view. My view is I don't buy them. I just don't. And to buy your scenario, I have to buy into this team, and I can't. Mainly because I don't trust them to do what you told them not to. Hmm. He gonna touch the ball.
Gosh, he's awful.
He's got to be a net negative, man.
The NBA is doomed. If that's who we're like.
See? See?
That happened 3 days ago.
The guy who was going to save the NBA.
Yeah. He can't even save us from Chet Holmgren, let alone Wimby.
Well, that was your take.
Jesus.
Why don't you go?
Poor Ant.
We need
to get Ant out of Minnesota.
You're not going Barry.
The Wolves just don't feel like a finals team.
They might not be.
Like, who was the team that we talked about a few seasons ago?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Nerd! dollars.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
That kind of, they got to the Western Conference Finals. It might have been the Suns or the Mavs, I think. And
the Mavericks.
It was absolutely the Mavericks.
They were there and they got bounced.
Two years prior to making the... It wasn't the year before. Was it 2 years before?
Yeah.
To making the finals?
Yeah.
That's what the Timberwolves team kind of feels like.
That's fair, but I will also say, you guys have been consistent. That's fair, but can't crap all over them because they're losing to OKC. OKC is looking like a historic team right now.
It's less about OKC and more. Julius Randle was doing well in the playoffs, but I don't know how much I believe in Julius Randle's a number two. And
so I could be wrong. I think both teams in the East could get OKC. I never thought Minnesota could, but I think Indiana or New York can. We'll talk about it. Hang on. We'll come back.
And I was right. Upon further review, I was right.
From the guy who said Rudy Gobert was going to save the NBA, I can't wait to hear what this is about. Stilo and KC on ESPN 1320. Did he really?
I
thought he was just after that.
It wasn't a Carmelo situation. Like, if somebody wanted to give him a contract, he probably would have continued to play. But that last year, his knee was jacked up.
Oh, okay.
His knee was pretty, I'm talking baseball and injuries, come on, man, relax. It was bone on bone.
Can't find my flag, Damien.
I'm talking baseball. I'm talking injuries. We don't have one.
I got it as well. False alarm. Yeah, it's disgusting.
I'm talking injuries.
No, not on this show. You're not.
Come on.
I'll take a lap.
Hey, shout out to my man Chris. He don't take part in the chat often unless we're talking baseball. He said nobody was giving Bonds a deal.
Nobody outside of the Giants.
Yeah,
Bonds was 42 in 2007 when he retired.
He's 42?
Yeah.
Wow.
Nobody outside of the Giants. I don't think he would have went anywhere outside of the Giants. Like, it would have had to have been a perfect storm for him to continue to play after that season.
He was 42 years old, still hit 28 home runs that year.
Still to this. I don't think Elio got that. I don't think there's been a Giants outfielder that's hit more home runs since Bonds left, I believe.
Hmm.
I think Ramos being the opening day left field starter, I think the stat was that was the first time since Bonds they've had a left fielder starting consecutive seasons.
Oh, I remember us. Yeah, I remember that conversation.
Just insane.
You know how, like, Pro Football Reference, Baseball Reference, whatever stat website they have, whatever, just it'll put it in bold the year they led the league and whatever. Yeah. That's just all Barry Bonds' stat page. So. And then he's got, like, the gold ones. He leads the league all time in home runs, walks, intentional walks.
He's the greatest player ever. He's the he's the greatest player I've ever seen.
I think he's the greatest.
People will make an argument for Willie Mays, and I'll listen. Mm-hmm. But he's the only person I'll listen to an argument for.
Right.
I will not listen to an argument from a person who played before the color barrier was broke. I will not. I will not listen to an argument someone who played during Prohibition. Stop.
Yeah, we don't care about Babe Ruth.
Yeah, hard pass.
Or
any of them.
I can't, and you know I love Willie and some of these other guys they talk about. I can't imagine someone being better than Barry Bonds. It could be as good or all that. Better than Barry Bonds? I can't even fathom that.
It's funny we actually talk about this. I saw a tweet the other day. It's like, yeah, people talk about Walter Johnson as if he was this phenom. In reality, he was throwing like 86.
Shout out Christy Mathewson as well. Hey, can I give a quick shout out in real time? Stingers up.
Mm.
Baseball team, the number one seed in the WAC conference. They got the WAC conference tournament going on right now. As we speak, it's 0-0. Look at, for everybody watching, look at the one guy in the audience. Oh, he left. There was one There was one guy sitting behind home
plate. Oh, no.
And he just left. He just left. But they're taking on Utah Valley right now, trying to get a guaranteed bid to the College World Series. I think even if it didn't work out, they might still get an at-large bid. Shout out to the Sac State Hornets.
Baseball team's team. Always been pretty far.
Yeah. Yeah, man. So big ups to them trying to get this WAC championship. And might be the last one they get.
Okay.
I thought we had another flag.
Yeah, I thought you were about to say something offensive again.
Wait,
you've been Andrew Dice Clay Andrew Dice Caraway over here the last 2 days.
Might be the last one they get because the streets are telling me the Big West is calling. Sac State and Olympic Sports could be going to the Big West pretty soon. And that is a fantastic conference for them to be in. It's like all California. Mostly Southern California, but that is a perfect conference. If they're not going to be one of the big boys, you know, Pac-12, Mountain West, if they're going to stay on that, you know, low level, the Big West is phenomenal for them. Basketball, baseball should see boom in attendance and all that other stuff with being in the Big West.
Cannot wait. Mm-hmm. Absolutely cannot wait. Go ahead. You told us Rudy Gobert was going to save the NBA from Victor Wembanyama.
Well, I didn't say
and
he
now
was
you're
going
running around.
To.
No, that's what you said. Now you're running around here telling everyone, I was right. I was right. What, man?
That guy Rudy, man, he's not good at all. I try not to pick on people, but did you see, real quick, I'm going to tell you. Did you see the video ESPN put out of Rudy trying to do dribbling drills before?
Oh, yeah. Hey, Rudy. That's an NBA.
Why did they put that out?
They know why they put that out.
This wasn't even a hater report. They
know why they put that out.
I mean, I can do that. If you need me to mess it up.
They know what they're doing.
Oh, man. But after the show yesterday, you know, I was thinking, and I said, oh, man, maybe I was a little unfair to Oklahoma City Thunder fans and the atmosphere in Chesapeake Bay Arena or whatever it's called. I watched that game. I mean, they're just sitting there. They're just sitting there. There's no vibes whatsoever in there. They get loud when they make a shot. They're just sitting there. I'm not saying it was like the most exciting game in the world, but just sit there and make a shot. Yay! Do their little fans and thunder sticks and stuff. Then they sit back down.
You ever seen a
zero
cool,
vibes?
You ever seen like a wow OKC fans like Thunder clip or whatever that didn't include Russell Westbrook or Kevin Durant?
No, because they weren't there then. They weren't there. They weren't at those games. But I mean, look, that's not even my argument. It's just, it feels like they only cheer when a bucket is made.
He's right. He's right. That crowd sucks. Like, they're so paint by numbers. Like, because I watched them. I was like, man, KC was a little too hard on this script. Let me see what they're about. And you're right. The game wasn't interesting.
Right.
But it's like, It does feel like they're following the applause meter.
That's a great call.
Huh.
They're just sitting there.
They're loud.
Yeah.
But vibeless.
Yes.
You're right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought you were being a little bit of a hater.
I even self-evaluation. I said, maybe I was doing too much. Nah. And then I watched that game. They're just
unwashed
sitting
ass.
There.
Yeah, not good.
They're just sitting there unless somebody scores. And then they go, yay.
And then sit down. And
sit back down.
Yeah.
Could you imagine that crowd?
Meter.
Can you imagine that Thunder crowd? This was just a regular season situation. It wasn't even, I'm just saying it, relatable to us here in Sacramento, doing what the Golden 1 Center crowd did. Remember when Davion, like, guarded somebody in his first game?
Yeah.
Could you?
The first time this franchise had seen defense in, like, 6 years. They went crazy. It was July 2nd, but they went crazy.
They're not doing that in OKC. Yeah.
No chance.
They got the best defensive team in the league.
Yeah.
And they just sit down.
They have by definition, best player in the league.
Mm-hmm. They're not basketball, bro.
Is Shea like James Harden? Is that the closest comp to him?
In what way?
He's a better defender, but the type of scorer he is, the way that he scores, the way that his offensive game works. I want to rephrase all of that. Is his offensive comp James Harden?
I mean, that's a good call. My first thought, his ability to score at high levels is on that level for sure. But style of play, SGA works a lot in the mid-range where Harden was to the bucket or three, thanks to your boy who told him that was the way to play.
Who's my?
Your boy, Daryl Morey. He told him that. He told Harden that's the way to play.
Oh, that's my guy.
So that's what he would do. He'd either get to the bucket.
Everybody knows I'm a huge Daryl Morey fan.
Get to the bucket and get fouled, or he'd shoot a three.
Uh-huh.
That's all he would do. SGA, there's more variance to his offensive game. He's expanded a little bit more where he shoots a little bit more threes. But he works that mid-range crazy. Crazy.
Would you
I don't
go
know who his comparison might be?
Kobe? Yeah. I don't think he's as good of a creator as Kobe is, but nor should he be yet. But I was bored as hell watching that stupid ass game last night. And so I just started looking for things to watch. And the first thing I watched was that sorry ass crowd. And the second thing was I'm just locked in on Shea. Shea on the floor is a star. Mm-hmm. Like, who is his game like? And like, there's obviously the James Harden foul merchant, take advantage of the rule, that type of thing. And I was like, I think he's more like James when he was at the peak of his scoring powers was very versatile. Mm-hmm. I was like, maybe he's more like Kobe and the type of creator that he is. Or maybe he's somewhere in between the two. If James is, you know, whatever notch below Kobe, Kobe's here. Shea might fit somewhere in the middle and be some sort of like hybrid of the two. But that's what I spent last night.
I like what you said there, a hybrid of the two. Because I'm not trying to nitpick every comparison you have. But when I think of Kobe came his shots and his positions on the floor by virtue of his position always seemed to start out a lot at the triple threat position, right? He catches it and triple threat, do whatever he do. Because SGA is a point guard, he's bringing the ball up. A lot of his stuff comes more off the bounce.
Which is what James did a lot.
So that's why I say, like, that was a good call by you to say a hybrid of a James and a Kobe. I like that, man. I like that comparison. But I hadn't thought about it till you just, you know, you mentioned it. And I'm not sure whose SGA's game is.
Maybe he don't have one. Maybe he's SGA. Maybe in 10 years we're talking about, yo, this kid out of, you know, Washington State, yo, his game's a lot like SGA. Like maybe he's setting the mold for the type of play there. I mean, you know, he's not my favorite, but this is what James Harden was. Like James kind of set a model for a player, especially on the offensive end. Oh, maybe that's what he is.
I love that comp of combining Harden and Kobe, because I think that's spot on. And I love that SGA has perfected a style of play that uses the mid-range, that uses getting to your spots from the guard position. We see that a lot from guys who are 6'7", 6'8", or something like that. But the variance in the way that he can score, getting to the bucket, getting to the foul line, he can hit the three. But his office is that mid-range and being able to stop on a dime, change directions on a dime, and pull up from 15 feet away. I love seeing that. Another guy that I thought of, it's different. It's a little different, but the mid-range shooting ability of it, even though this wasn't really off the bounce, so maybe it doesn't work. But I was thinking Iverson a little bit. You know, Iverson really used that mid-range. He wasn't a big three-point shooter, but his was a lot of catch-and-shoot mid-range. So yeah, that doesn't really work. I like the Harden Kobe combo. I like that.
Okay.
Good call. So you were right now too.
Well, how nice for me. Go Barry Horowitz. Aldrin J says RIP to the legend, but the revisionist history with Kobe is funny because he was kind of boring as well.
What?
Aldrin J, I don't know what Kobe you think we're talking about. Kobe, maybe he thought we were talking about Kobe Altman. Did Kobe Altman play basketball? Because I know we ain't talking, and I think Kobe Altman's still alive, so no need to RIP to the legend, because I know we ain't talking about Kobe Bean.
Not Kobe Bean. Aldrin.
That man's game was not boring.
Aldrin's my guy, and he adds a lot to the show and to the chatty house.
He also is admitting he hated the Lakers, so maybe that's fine part too. Of it.
That was a bad take.
That's not a good one, but he's being a hater.
Stingers up, Aldrin. Stingers up.
He's being a hater. That's all right.
Yeah.
That's all right. Game two in New York. This was interesting. I was at the barber this morning. You know, we got ESPN on.
Oh, they changed the channel.
They did.
Okay.
Yeah, all they right. did. Right. They did.
I didn't want to see Paul Pierce.
Well, a lot of interesting conversations surrounding that series. Most of them centered around your boy, SAS, who was just adamant. Tyrese Halliburton is not a superstar. Okay. I'm not going to fight that. If he's not, he's emerging, but all right, it's fine. And the other one is there was just an extensive conversation, and I guess to a degree we had it too, about whether New York could recover from that. And I get the game that we're in. The content, stay topical. People are looking forward to this series. People are looking forward. You know, you want to talk about these final four teams. We're in a basketball market. Like, I get it. But I think this is a smidge bit overblown. This is game one. It wasn't 2-2. Like 2-2, like yeah, I'd be worried if I was a Knicks fan. You have a chance, you know, you have the chance to be the one to go up 3-2 and you lose in that manner. Nah, I get it. Or hell, I mean, you could go any scenario you want. But that was game one. If New York can't emotionally recover from that, they don't have no business being here. This basketball team is way too good to be talking about their emotional state of mind. And again, I get the game that we're in. But I was I guess I was surprised that it was more than just a, hey, you think they could recover from this? Oh, yeah, I mean, you got to. It was like, man, I don't know. It was like, oh. I mean, I don't know. Maybe you can't. But to me, just the idea of not being able to recover from a game one loss is stunning to me.
One of the things I think about with being able to recover from that loss is also how quickly can you recover? Because maybe you're still tripping after one game after, right? And then you can get your legs back under you for the following game. You don't have that time in this situation. You can't recover tonight. You're down 0-2. You don't have time to get your sea legs after a game or two. You have to recover immediately. And I don't know, maybe that's that. It's also a little different, too, because you were the home team. Flip that on its head a little bit. And if Indiana had lost that game, even in the scenario that I just, you know, they were up and they blew the game. Even in the scenario I laid out where it was like they were just still shell-shocked in game two. All right, we're going home.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we can even this thing up, get the two wins, get our legs back under us, and then we'll go back to the Garden and win game five. You know, we could do all that. You need a game to recover. If you're the Knicks, you're down 0-2 going to Indiana for two. This series, all of a sudden, which everybody thinks is a long, could be a long series, could be done a couple days after Memorial Day. So I think the loss and the way the loss happened is maybe a little heightened because now it makes tonight such a major game. I'm not really the type to say it's over until somebody's won four games. This would be very, very difficult. If the Knicks lost tonight, this would be...
Oh, for sure. For sure.
Whew, this would be as tough as it gets. So that puts a lot of pressure on them to be able to bounce back immediately, win this game, just to get back above water. You don't have no control over the series after that. You're just trying to get back above water. So we'll see.
Okay, yeah, I mean, yeah, you lose tonight, it's a whole different conversation. You know, the conversation we're having going into Wednesday, that's a whole different thing. You lose those two at home, and then you got to hit the road where you know, Indiana's crowd is going to be cooking. Like, Indiana's crowd is going to be they're still riding that game one high, and it's playing out exactly as fear is the wrong word, but I told the insiders yesterday, I was begging for Indiana to win that game after that shot because I didn't want that moment to die. I haven't seen a single play from overtime other than the Obi Toppin. They broke down the Obi Toppin dunk at the end where there was that defensive miscue. And that's the only play that I've seen from overtime, but it was done to highlight New York fell asleep on a defensive play. You can't do that in that situation.
Yeah.
Coming out of a timeout, you can't do that. You were switching. Then all of a sudden, on the most crucial part, you decided not to switch. You messed up.
Lost.
I think it was that.
It was. I think Josh Hart and Mitchell Robinson.
Mitchell Robinson. Yeah. Mitchell Robinson, I think, was the one who didn't switch.
He's just standing there.
And that gave Obi Toppin the lane, the dunk. The game, essentially. And, yeah, other than that, and that was a specific defensive breakdown, I ain't seen a single play from overtime. It's the shot, the bounce, the choke. You would, if history is going to tell, that ended the game. That's what history is going to tell us. That shot ended the game.
They had a whole 5 minutes.
Yeah, but that's not the story. That shot is going to, you know, kind of rewrite history, so to speak.
Yeah.
And it's like we just talked about this the other day. The Bartman play. Bill Buckner. It's all rewritten history. Like, what actually happened and the way those stories are told are completely different. Tyrese's story is going to be told in his favor. Oh, and God, if they win this series.
Damn, don't let it happen.
If they win the series, Ty's a legend. Ties?
Oh, I don't have no problem with that. I just don't. No, I want the Knicks to win.
No, I know what you're saying.
Well,
but
yeah, I get you.
It's Ty and Reggie. Mm-hmm. Like, they beat the Knicks, go to the finals, regardless of what happens there. He catapults to a different stratosphere because of that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
At moment, because of this postseason, mm-hmm. But I thought that was funny. They just kept running these highlight packages, and it was that shot, the bounce, choke. Oh, they won the wall. What, 17-point comeback in the fourth quarter? Is like, that's what about there's a story in overtime. Yeah. The Knicks went up early.
Yeah, they were up 4 with the goaltend that wasn't called, turned into a 3 to got it to a 1-point game, and then they just start going back and forth with lead changes.
But we just look for moments.
Damn.
Ty had one.
Man. This is,
Ty had one.
It's a big game in New York, man. It's a big game. Knicks got to win this one. This is well, they had a game 7 last year. I was about to say the biggest game they played in a long time. But this is probably the biggest game in the playoffs for them.
They had 2 of those last series, didn't they?
Nah, because
the biggest game in MSG, I think Eddie said, for game 6.
I still thought, especially with Tatum out, I still think they could have won a game 7 in Boston. I'll put it to you like this. I would give them a better chance last series if they would have lost game 6 to win game 7 without Tatum in Boston than I would bouncing back from 0-2 down going to Indiana for a couple games. Mm. I think that is That's an awful situation. So they got to win this one. Worst case scenario, it's on par with that.
Not even saying either. Like, however, not like just what I've been seeing on Twitter, they've had like three of the biggest games in the last 25 years there already.
Yeah, they ain't been in the playoffs that much.
I'm just saying, like, how many? What's the limit here?
They haven't been in the playoffs that much. When they go to the finals, they're gonna have some more biggest game in MSG history. They hadn't been there much, so yeah, this is a big playoffs for the Knicks. Did you hear that they're naming streets after all the players in New York? So PJ No. Tucker Way is a thing right now. Everybody, DeLon Wright has a street.
Okay.
I think that's pretty cool. And then like Beam Team One, they could have had Terrence Davis Lane.
TD. You know what I just realized? There is not a goddamn person in this building besides us.
Oh, yeah. The office is closed down already. Building's closed.
They told us to have a great weekend at 9 o'clock.
Yeah, it's 1:30. It's over.
That's a shoot. They're all at Bottle Rock. That's right. There is literally no one here except Charlie. I think Andy might be here. I couldn't even find Complex. I've been texting Complex since like 12, like 10:30. Man.
Is there any more... Crumble cookies over here. Oh, me and Damon almost died.
Bro, weren't they? Oh, we sure did.
We almost died.
Whatever.
We'll tell you the story of how a crumble cookie nearly killed us when D'Lo and KC returned here on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320. We'll tell you the story of how a crumble cookie nearly killed D'Lo and KC.
It's almost all she wrote.
Our man Chris, by the way, just be clear, it was magnificent.
No,
it would have been worth the death. Chris Biederman of the Sacramento Bee joined us. We were just talking A's baseball with Chris Biederman. His workload has drastically increased since baseball's come to the city. You brought up the Yankees a minute ago, and I told KC this, who went to, I think, the Sunday game, that was the first time since with the A's here that it felt like there was an event happening in Sacramento, and I missed it, and it hurt. Like, not being there, like, not seeing the Yankees in Sacramento felt painful.
Yeah, well, you'll have another opportunity for a series like that. The next one will probably be, I mean, this weekend might be sort of similar. The Phillies aren't the Yankees, obviously, but Giants, when they come 4th of July weekend, will probably have a pretty big event feel. Mm-hmm. So that'll be fun. You should definitely try to come out for that.
Yeah, I'll be there. I'm look, shout out, you know, to the Sacramento A's, that's what I call them, but I'll be in that posy Orange Friday jersey. Look, man, I'm Giants. I'm always going to be Giants. Don't get it twisted.
I mean, that's kind of the weird thing with the A's, though, right? Like, you call them the Sacramento A's. I feel like in town, they would be embraced so much more by the community if they were just like, yeah, we're just going to be the Sacramento A's as long as we're here.
Yeah.
Even, and they've decided not to do that for whatever reason. I guess they don't want to, you know, I think they think they're going to alienate people in Vegas if they do that. But I don't think that's the thing.
Yeah, I mean, and it's one of those things where, like,
man, F them people in Vegas.
Oh,
what are we talking about, man? You here. You in my house. Yo, you in my house, you're going to play by my rules.
That's kind of what I'm saying. Like, I think there's so much civic pride in Sacramento. Like, if they really embrace it, I think the A's would be, they could be like a real marketing, I don't want to say juggernaut, but they could like do some great marketing in town if they really embraced it, but they're just kind of not.
Well, see, there's two things going on. Number one, people like myself, I just call them the Sacramento A's anyway. Mm-hmm. So whatever. Anytime I see a Sacramento A's scripted shirt, yeah, I'm getting it. Yeah, I don't sell it right there on the corner. I'll get it. It's all good. So we ain't tripping off that. But then the other aspect of it is, Chris, and I know you know this, Damien, obviously you do too. Man, we are smarter than people think. And even if they gave us the name Sacramento A's, until they're ours,
mm-hmm,
we're like, all right, we thank you for patronizing us real mm-hmm quick, but we know you're not ours.
We know what time it is.
Yeah. So I think there's still a little apprehension to embrace the Athletics as an organization here, because we know it's not ours yet or ever. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And the A's haven't exactly earned the benefit of doubt either. Like, yeah, they don't, the way they've operated the last few years, it's, you know, I get it. But yeah, it's, I think it's just a missed opportunity. Mm-hmm. I think the A's could be really popular in town if they really wanted to be, but it seems like they're not super interested in appealing to Sacramento on their way to Vegas. Yeah.
The very least, just get the pitcher that's getting taken out of the game. Get him a cart, please.
Why does he have to walk beyond the wall? Give my man a card. That's all I say.
That's all we need.
Need they, those guys need their steps too. You know.
Chris obviously does great work for the Sacramento Bee, also covers the San Francisco 49ers for Candlestick Chronicles. His partner over there, Kyle Mattson, ditched us for the days. He's going on vacation here pretty soon, so we're happy Chris was able to join us because we really haven't spent much time talking about the Brock Purdy deal. Obviously, I think it was a week ago today, I think, the Brock Purdy deal was announced.
Sounds right, yep.
Since then, we've gotten all the details on it. Chris, I'm curious what stands out to you. Other than the fact we have gotten really loose with what the word guarantee means.
Yeah, I think it's always funny, right? Like the initial reports, 5 years, $265 million. And then you see all the graphics on all the TV stations of $53 million per year and where it ranks among all the other quarterbacks. And then can we say, oh, is he as good as Justin Herbert? Is he as good as Jalen Hurts, et cetera, et cetera. And then the structure of the contract comes out, and I have it up here. His cap hit for 2025, $9 million. His cap hit for 2026, $24.8. His cap hit for 2027, $30.8. And then there's an out, at which point I would expect if he's playing well over the next 2 years, they're going to renegotiate that deal. So, you know, the five-year 265 is all just kind of window dressing, I think, for his agents. So they could say, you know, this is where we got Brock Purdy relative to the rest of the league, which is totally fine. But yeah, I mean, if you want to talk about it from a pure, like, what's it mean for the 49ers standpoint, I think it's about as good as it could be, honestly. Like, they not only the timing of it, getting it done in May, getting it done while he's in the building practicing with the team well before training camp. There's not going to be the training camp circus that's been there the last few couple of years. And I've heard from people in the building, like, with all of the contract stuff happening during training camp and Nick Bosa and Brandon Ayuk and Trent Williams and all these guys not practicing, that has had a tangible impact on what they're able to do on the field. And the results spoke for itself last year when the Niners went, 6-11. So, yeah, like, I think this is all positive, getting Fred Warner done, getting George Kittle done. This is all moving in the right direction just from an operational standpoint. And the cap numbers, you know, it works for Purdy because he gets a bunch of money up front. The cap numbers work for the 49ers because it's not onerous on them, and they can revisit that deal in a couple years and shrink his cap numbers. Like, I would be stunned if in 2029 Brock Purdy has a $72.5 million cap number, which is what, you know, he's currently slated for right now. This is all up for renegotiation down the road. So I think it's a well-structured contract for the 49ers, and Brock Purdy gets, you know, 100-some-odd million dollars guaranteed. And I imagine that this will just get more flexible as time goes on.
Chris, I know you kind of, as a football player, as a quarterback today, timing is everything. Your contract largely depends on what happened with the contracts before you, and this is just part of the game, and this is the salary slot you go into if you're a guy like Brock Purdy. But a lot of people see that contract and say, oh, he's not good enough for that, or he got paid like a top 10 quarterback, but he's not a top 10. That's all for debate. I just want to ask you, the football guy, do you look at Brock Purdy and think he's a top 10 quarterback? I think he is. I think he's that good. But just a football guy, contract alone, do you think he's that quarterback?
Man, did you just call me a football guy? That's the nicest thing you've ever said to me.
Definitely.
Really.
It's better than calling you a Buckeye.
Okay, settle down. Wow. That man is a Buckeye. He actually went to Ohio State. That's why he roots for them. Unlike you, who just roots for cheaters.
Go Blue. They're not cheaters.
Really?
No, they take accountability is what they do.
Hey, Chris, did you hear the one about the Michigan coach who was suspended this season already before a game has even been played?
Self-imposed. They're getting out in front of it. I love that for them. Such a school of integrity.
Yeah,
I forgot what your question was. Oh, do I think Brock Purdy is a top 10 quarterback? Yeah. I think in moments... for sure. Like, in moments, he looks like, you know, when you want to break down efficiency. I mean, the issue I think people have, and, you know, we're part of it too, like in the content game, like, you try to divorce the quarterback from his situation, right? And you say, all right, take out all the other variables. Where does Brock Purdy stack up? probably somewhere in the 8 to 12 range in any given day, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. But you have Christian McCaffrey healthy. You have George Kittle. You have Kyle Shanahan dialing it up. You have a good running scheme. Like, Brock Purdy could elevate from that 8 to 12 range to, you know, top three in efficiency like he was a couple years ago. So I think the 49ers believe that Brock Purdy's worth the money because they can have a top three offense and an offense capable of winning a Super Bowl with him as their quarterback. And that's really all that matters to them. Mm-hmm. It's not, you know, should he get as much money as Jalen Hurts? You know, they're not divorcing Brock Purdy from the situation because he's in the situation. So right. To me, yeah, the 49ers can absolutely have a top three offense with Brock Purdy. There are a lot of other variables involved, of course, and maybe in terms of evaluating quarterbacks, you say, all right, if this quarterback, say Patrick Mahomes, doesn't have elite receivers or elite playmakers, can you still have a good offense? Maybe that's the difference. And maybe Brock Purdy, yes, does need playmakers. But I don't necessarily view that as a knock against him. I just look at it like, can the 49ers have a Super Bowl-type offense with Brock Purdy? Yeah, they can. And are they as insulated from injury? Like, can they still produce that Super Bowl level offense if they lose weapons? Like maybe, you know, another quarterback, Josh Allen, Pat Mahomes, Lamar Jackson could, maybe not. But it's really hard to win a Super Bowl if you're not healthy anyway, right? If you don't have all your guys anyway. So that's how I view it. I think Brock Purdy on any given day can be, you know, the 8th to 12th best quarterback in the league. And if the Niners are humming, they can absolutely have one of the best offenses in the league. And that's how the 49ers view it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.